Jackson County Chief Deputy Steve Schrader says they lived through a nightmare a few years back at their courthouse in Maquoketa.
Well, we had a gentleman bring a firearm into the courthouse, into an actual board meeting. He was obviously upset and subsequently pulled a firearm from his briefcase.
The shooter, a former city manager upset about his tax bill, fired at the county assessor, was wrestled to the ground by a supervisor, and ended up fatally shooting himself. Jackson County had a courthouse weapons ban at the time, but like most smaller counties in the state, they don't have full-on security complete with metal detectors. Gun rights advocates complain that in those counties, gun owners who obey the ban cannot defend themselves and others when, for example, a disgruntled taxpayer gets in armed. That's what Missouri Valley Republican Matt Winschittle was trying to fix with this year's gun rights law.
If you walk into smaller county courthouses like mine, and there's just a sticker on the door.
He means a sign saying weapons are banned.
The honest law-abiding citizen will abide by the law, and they would potentially disarm themselves. But you've allowed someone else who's not law-abiding to be able to do harm or wreak havoc.
Winschittle explains a 1990 Iowa law prevents local governments from passing gun restrictions that are tougher than state law. However, under subsequent advice from the Attorney General, most Iowa counties passed courthouse weapons bans anyway. Winschittle says there wasn't enough support in the legislature to bring things back closer to that 1990 law, so they agreed instead to let gun owners sue if they believe they're adversely affected by the weapons bans. In response, to date, many counties are keeping their bans and taking the risk of a lawsuit. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew.
My reading of that law is that there's no monetary amount that someone could be awarded.
In keeping his ban, Drew is relying instead on a recent Iowa Supreme Court order banning weapons in all courthouses statewide. But he's also defying his own county government. Woodbury is one of two counties where supervisors have voted to lift their courthouse weapons ban so they can't be sued. And Board Chairman Matthew Ung may play hardball. He hasn't ruled out taking the sheriff's funding away if he doesn't comply.
The board has set a policy. Of course, our sheriff is choosing to follow the court order. And frankly, because we already have existing courthouse security and he has the guns, the only recourse is to defund.
Ung said there's a wide expectation in Woodbury County that someone somewhere will claim an adverse effect and sue. Iowa County Attorneys Association Executive Director Tom Ferguson plays out that possibility.
They could initiate some type of suit for declaratory injunctive relief for damages. So the question becomes, what's adversely affected?
A board member with the gun rights group, the Iowa Firearms Coalition, Richard Rogers, hasn't heard of any lawsuits pending.
But it wouldn't surprise me if an individual did that, to be honest with you. I would hope that anybody wanting to do that might coordinate with groups like the NRA or the Iowa Firearms Coalition before doing so to make sure that we have a good case and so on.
Meanwhile, back in Jackson County, on the advice of the county attorney, Steve Schrader says it's business as usual with their weapons ban. If someone with a permit is seen at the courthouse with the weapon, they'll be asked to leave.
And if you don't comply with our request, then you're going to be placed under arrest for trespassing, and you'll be transported over to the detention center and booked into jail.
Put it that way, that might look like adversely affected to an unhappy gun owner. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.